like Armando was standing like here, you know, back, and it's like threw me back into Armando, and if it had been like any place else, anybody else, it would have killed him, because just the force of it just slipping out of my hand from the way it went, it should have killed him, and it should have knocked Armando practically down at the time. And while we was going to the airport, I mean, taking him to Khartoum, he kept conscious, you know, we kept keeping him conscious. He even told, even spelled his name to us and kept, you know, telling us, leave him, you know, why were we pinching him and everything, you know, and for Dad, that, you know, he would be dead right now, you know.
You don't need to tell me about it, I know. I need to hear it, you people. When you play ball, is to, you clear those children, you don't let them be there. You have to turn them in. We can't take this kind of chances. We're going to have to be more cautious than anybody on earth. And don't drop our bats under no circumstances. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, Dad, I just wanted to say you already made more appropriately than I could about the children adjusting better than adults to this environment. But I wanted to say that I don't appreciate the statement made that you wanted to check the place out and using your daughter, Brenda, as an excuse. And as I see it, there are 1,000 of us now here, and I think everyone would agree this has been the best thing that's ever happened to us. And as days go by, you'll see it because it's very vivid. You cannot look to your right or left or front or back of what you don't see, the beauty and the absolute miracle of what has been able to be accomplished in the middle of thick jungle. And I really think, if you look deep enough, that we who have allowed ourselves as adults to live in our own selfishness and self-centeredness like to use children rather than facing the fact that we may not want to be the one to grow up, when children grow up much more easily when given the leadership that has been given here by Dad. And when given support, and especially even support from their blood tie, children grow up much better.
Well, your health's in better state. Your chances of life are much better. The water's pure. We've got all kinds of kidney problems from the water back there. We had to clear up the blood pressure. We had 100 people with high blood pressure, that over 100, 108, 109, total normal now. 19 cancers that have been taken care of because we caught them. So you'll be put on medical as soon as... you know, as soon as we possibly can. The doctors in town had a miracle, I guess you all heard, about how the doctor got licensed just based on the experience of working over amateur radio. And we got to talk all night on radio. I've got to talk all night, and I don't want to talk all night now, because I've got to talk all night to keep the government from closing down the amateur radio. They came in and sealed it, tried to close it, but they're afraid to do it because we've got a lot of people. And I never did have a secretary talk to me about what I want to put in that letter to these goddamn congressmen. I want a secretary in the radio room before I forget it. Yes, Pat.
I just wanted to say something short. I'm not trying to side in with Jerry, but we didn't even know when they were going to leave back there. We just thought they were going to leave any day that they got the word that his papers were in the country. Mm-hmm. And I'm just almost certain that neither one of us said that. We were just, you know, like coming to check out the place. If someone took that impression, we didn't...
Well, it's easy for people to take that impression. It's easy because of 70 people in the house and a lot of commotion and pressure.
We did other complaining and groaning and things like that. You know.
I didn't hear nothing about just that fact, the food and
I'm
that. Excuse me, I want to give an instruction for radio.
I'm an uncle, so I think I ought to speak. Make up your mind that this is a place for you. This is the first time that our black brothers and sisters have peace in their life. Just make up your mind.
Okay, we'll take that word of misunderstanding. I don't know what we're going to do with you, this woman who claims that you have her child, but she can make her proceedings, and you're not going back anyway. We have an understanding. Believe me, there's a lot of safety here. Anybody can be set up and framed. They tried to frame Debbie Touche, and they tried to frame Tim Swinney, and Mike Carter. And we said, no. So the government has a healthy respect for us. No, you're not going to take them. We won't honor any court order. We will die first. Right. And they dropped all the proceedings, and they don't come after us with no more of that shit. It's a small country. It's easy to bow. And you'll be set up. Everybody now is under investigation by health, education, and welfare. That's the way the dirty government goes. And if you go back, they put the heavy on you like Tim Stone. And when you haven't done anything wrong, they manipulate you till you do. Shut up. Elaine Brown thought she could think and get by. She told on the Panthers, lies, and so forth. Now they've used her and got the Panthers destroyed. You've been there, I don't have to tell you. Synanon, the white cooperative, destroyed. They fled to Mexico. Panther paper, the only decent paper in the United States, destroyed. Just us repeated. Same old TV show. Backs turned to the camera. Synanon was just us repeated. Same old bullshit. But when Mrs. Brown helped destroy the Panthers, she didn't count on when they get through with using a person. When they get through, then they drop them on the rubbish heap, and now they've charged her with murder, because nobody likes a fink. So we have no choice. You're here, you're in a communist movement, they know it. Ain't no choice but to make it go. Because if you went back, they'd nail you with a charge. You've got all kinds of people. Vernetta Christian, Jesus Christ, she never done anything wrong in her life, and they've got her charged with some damn thing in Texas. Does she look like a criminal? No. The criminals are the ruling class. They set up stuff, and every one of you will have something hanging over you just in case you come back so they can make you talk. And they get you. They got you to talk like Tim Stone. Then they make a fool of you. Then finally turn you over. Hard kill you. So you can't win, but standing here in solidarity. So we demand that. Solidarity, cohesiveness, unity, and no talking behind anyone's back. If you've got any improvements, constructive suggestions, we welcome it. Any ideas on how to make this a better place, we welcome it, but we don't want any back talk. And it isn't easy because we're in a warfare state. They've torn up crates. We've got crates blocked. We're 100 crates behind. A lot of supplies we haven't gotten. They keep our checks. They've cut up our mail. And that's why I say we'll have to make a way, and we will. We won't worry. Don't worry. You're going to eat. You'll eat for some months to come. Because I gave my body and did a number of other things, and we've got some money and gold and things hid away. So we're not going to starve in a matter of weeks. So that gives us more people. Well, who else knows they're going to have so many months? Who in the hell knows that? You didn't know that when you were living in San Francisco or New Orleans or New York. You didn't know you're going to have one more goddamn week. You didn't know. Lose your job, you go in the hospital, the damn nurses are hostile. You see all this medical team work, and Rose, how I miraculously saved her when she was blind this week and paralyzed, and all that team working, and then of course I had to do it because nothing medical science could do. But see such a miracle as that, and you'll see the care. If you ever go into our clinic and have to be there for any specialization, the 24-hour watching, Jesus horse. You go into a hospital, you may have read when you come out, in Detroit, nurses had killed 54 patients in one division. Killed them. So they've been brought to light in the press. How'd they kill them? Not even nice. Not even mercifully. With pillows. Suffocating them because they didn't want to be bothered. Say, hell, that's a hell you live in American medicine. You've been in a hospital. You know how cold they are, how indifferent they are. Don't give a shit. One out of three patients get the wrong medicine. Half the surgeries have been unnecessary. That's true. Even the Reader's Digest admits that. So I think we've got much to be grateful for and work on it. We talk about three gratitudes, any other thing that should be told. Don't waste water, please. We're one of the few places in the world that have clean water. Can't even drink the water in California now. In the lower part, they have to boil every bit of it because the graveyards have washed into the main water tributaries. Orientation, you have a day off, then you decide what phase of work you'll be in after tomorrow. Don't play with mugs. Don't get near the chimpanzee. Yes, he said, no male. Nobody get near the chimpanzee. He's nice if we need to turn him loose on our enemies, but he ain't no. You don't go inside there. Nobody. If you do, you'll be dealt with because he can tear your arm off. Stephen says, and then feed it to you. Tear it off and then feed it to you. Shift, please. Any question, any important thing they need to know right now? Yes, Teacher Turner? Yeah, please do that, gentlemen. Sit down when you use the restroom. We don't have diseases, gastroenteritis, and a lot of you people had Russian flu that closed the schools. We had it under control in no time. Peace. But we want to be careful. Wash our hands after the toilets. And we're having a trouble. They've held blocked up our soap, number of things, but we'll get through. We'll get through. But wash still. We still say wash after every bathroom. Be careful, don't put your mouth on the electric refrigerator water, the cold water fountain. Use certain sanitary measures. Protect the property like it's your property. 30 miles around, it is people's property. And that's something to think about. And the only place, remember, anthropologist Mead said the only place that would survive was this part of the world. I told you that just after I decided that. They'd done a study and found this is the only place that had this mineral strength, water, the food, and the sufficiency for survival. Anthropologist, the most famous in the world, came up with that. Okay? Okay.
Thank you, Dad.
Give them. They had their cake. Have you had their cake, you people? Okay, be seated. Now we have learning crew if you get into difficulty. We don't believe in boxing, hitting, and smacking. It's rarely that takes place. We believe in reasoning. If you don't, reasoning doesn't work, there's what we call learning. Jeff Carey has been, there's isolation. You go into psychological isolation, which one gets deprogrammed from the brainwashing of the system that has really got a hold of some people. But if you keep rules, there's no problem. The rules are not that hard. We are working harder than we want to. We're more crowded than we want to be. But they've tied up monies and things. And we ought to be thankful we got all you want to eat. You can, whatever we do have, you can eat what you want unless you're overweight to the danger to your health. Jeff Carey, second time, 15 days in learning. In isolation for a week. Thursday, good fast worker. When asked if he had a problem with his ears, he went into a discussion how he did and why. When told to shut up, he replied, well, you wanted to know. He still is a smart ass. Friday, good fast worker on peanuts. Did an accurate job, went to sleep in socialism class and cried, tried to deny it. Very defensive person, big manipulator. Saturday, slow but does things accurately. Too accurate, supervisor thinks. Caused problem at Woodpile this PM. Told Garnett to shut up. When is this? That wasn't a supervisor. This was already past present. What about the day? This is Sunday. One day past? We had a meeting yesterday?
Yes.
Oh, God.
We didn't deal with that. But his particular topic was brought up.
He told on himself. Yeah. I see. Well, I know we're going to have learning crew next to people's rally, but we're in this rally, so why the hell don't we get some of them off or on or whatever? What is the situation today? I didn't hear you.
He's had a very good attitude today, Dad, and he's been...
Nat Sweeney, doing what?
They was working on these ramps here. And
yes, we want to pick them for new falls.
He worked real good, and so did Laura and Marvin. They all three worked real good.
Very well. Are you still working on it? How long have you been working at it? Are you finished?
Almost. We got the back part of the back there to do, but all four of these ramps are through.
Laura Marvin. Well, let me see. Okay. autopsy report on Marvin? Where is it, Christine? It's probably here, and I'm just missing it. Third, 5 days, 1 day, good worker, good attitude, keeps mouth shut, fast worker. Good attitude, slow worker while shoveling dirt at the piggery. Well, we all should try to increase our work out of a deep desire to do so. Gennaro will go with you tomorrow. Where's Gennaro go back? He goes back to the bakery? Where does Carrie go?
I was on the night crew in the kitchen, but I don't know.
What about the night crew in the kitchen? Kitchen, please. She said yes. You want him back?
Do you want him back, V?
Fine.
Uncertain about where they want folks. We can still create this overload crew, which we are creating today.
Okay.
Okay.
Now, Laura Johnson, where did she go? Jan's crew.
She's working under Ruthie Quinn.
We're under Ruthie Quinn. Good. She's shown a good spirit. You're not going to have any more trouble while we... by the way, Jeff?
No, Dad.
We appreciate it. We'd like your mind working with us.
Yes, I'm going to improve. And I was talking to Tom, and we talked about it today, you know, and I said... I still have some attitude problems, and he said, "Well, I."
Well, Jeff, can you just work them out, though?
Yeah, that's the thing.
Please.
I'm working them out.
Okay.
Walter Williams, don't like to be told enough what to do, Walter. Now you were paralyzed, and if I hadn't told you what to do and healed you when your spinal fluid was coming out of your mouth, you wouldn't have lived. Now you're going to have to know that we all give and take orders. Remember what I told you last night? I take orders 24 hours a day. The orders of the people. When I was ready, hoping I could drop down in bed after being up all night with that goddamn radio and all day, then came that accident, and I didn't get a chance. So I'm under orders. I'm in a worse restricted sense than you'll ever be.
Right.
I'm under constant orders. I don't like being here tonight. I want to pee. I need to pee, but I don't want to take away from the people that I'd like for them to get late movie or a chance to do whatever they're going to do. I'd like to get over with. So I endure the pain of the headache that's always with me for my blood condition, blood sugar. So I'm under orders. I'm in difficulty. This is not what I want to do tonight. Are you going to change that, son? Where do you go? Wood chopper. Fine. Wood crew. What's this? That's a brew, yes.
I thought that I was going to say that when Laura got off the crew that she was supposed to stay on and help with the learning crew.
He said she was going to work on Lucy Quinn.
Well, there's no objection. You may be wrong, you might be right. I don't remember, to be candid. I think she's got a lot of potential myself, personally. And her child needs to realize that I give a lot of criticism to people who can take it. She's done a lot of good things, too. So, if you go back with Ruthie... Yes, fine. Step up the pace. Anybody else here that should be taken off that I do not see? Kenny Reed. No, not enough days. Fourth time.
Yes,
Works hard, good attitude, but your mouth's not quite controlled. So we'll try to get it by Tuesday control, will you, son? We'll see what happens on Tuesday. Oh, Lordy, Lordy, Lordy. Some of these other cases, I think you're going to have to be. I think there's some dangers of people being in isolation. Tracy Stone is bordering on it. For harassing other people and teasing, we don't buy that. I don't hear Kay Roses, do I? I really don't hear Kay Roses. Hey, some people don't know nothing but the barrel of a gun. That's all they know. How are the rest of you, sweethearts? I haven't had a chance to greet you. I'm glad to have you home in the promised land. Get it. It seems that she has to have a certain type of treatment every so often. Because Kay, I think, thinks that she's a descendant of the Queen of England. I don't know what her problem is. Fell on the ground, ranted and raved. Refused to work, said she wouldn't go, got very mad, threw herself on the ground, ranted and raged. Supervisor had to go anyway and called Bonnie Simon. She's now had to, then she had to be confined to the dorm and going to have to... Her and Penny are going to sleep tonight in the cellars with the bats and the bugs and the snakes.
She had to go to work in the kitchen instead, Dad, and she had a change of attitude, but then she got smart a little bit again today.
I don't know about the day. This is too much. I need to deal with this.
This way.
Hush up, hush up, not over yet. Hush up! Now this is dumb shit, Kay. You come up here, dumb as owl shit, every other week, taking up our goddamn time, and we have to look at your silly ass. And it's not funny, It's not funny. Because there's some people that have more to do than just sit here. And I mean namely our leader. He could be doing more to creative strategies and other business rather than sitting here dilly-dallying with you.
I thank you. He gave my sentiments. I appreciate his leadership. He gave my sentiments. It's a goddamn shame. I can't eat cake because I got to think of the welfare of you people because I put on weight. I put it on so badly, so easily these days. I can't fuck and do it in good conscience. And I'm a son of a bitch. You some of you people play around and you see your goddamn face every Sunday night. Now, some people might have liked to watch the Technicolor movie or did some reading or... A little chatting, a little dance. They got to look at you. We ought to dance on your fucking head. What comes with you, woman? You start this bullshit again. You know you're not going to get by with this bullshit.
Dad.
You haven't been you haven't been in no isolation chamber yet.
Dad.
Mark her down. And don't even bother to talk to her. We're sick of it. Dad, what?
Dad, last night when
I got that great goddamn big snake that can kill her in one damn ring. You get that son of a bitch. That's the only thing she understands, that damn snake.
Come on, hush up!
What you want to say? before the snake sees you.
Last night when I got up and said that I wasn't cooperative, that's when I was telling on myself, and I said that's why I went.
Oh, bullshit.
That's what
you're
I said last night.
You were caught.
What you said when you stood up, you said was, Dad, I did a little something wrong today, and do you think that you, the supervisors of the dorm, one can make up a list of my duties for me? And I'd already told you that just to take an hour a day to make up your bed and help clean around the dorm and everything, that's what I'd asked you to do. It was very simple, and you don't do that much, and you'd refuse to do it, okay? And when I told you to go home and do your work, you said, I'm not going. And you said also said that I couldn't make you go. And you've got
now,
very
Lander
smart.
Robinson, you're in trouble if you don't stop this harassing. The number of people I'm calling will be in the isolation chamber, Mark Rhodes, Wayne McCall. He's adamant, won't do what he's told to do, huh? Better wake him up and tell him what's coming. He ain't going to have all this bullshit. Irvin Perkins, after we had that terrible accident of death of this child and revival. I mean, no heart, no pulse, nothing. For the child was, couldn't even get a damn pulse beat. Then the blood pressure way up there should have blown the brain till it couldn't have ever functioned, to use a common term that you'd understand. Child couldn't stand that kind of blood pressure.
So then Dad, she said I couldn't make her go.
Who threw this rock? Irvin and Perkins and who else? Ricardo. Get him on learning. I'm going to talk to him. We don't throw rocks. We don't hit people. Right on learning.
Ricardo.
I love him. We're kind of going to take all night with this bullshit. What other problem is there?
No, that was something that
Christine had. She may have given it to me already. I don't know. Yes, she did. Warnings. Bertha Smith complained a lot about the toast not browning well on both sides. Hey, you goddamn people. People starving to death. She was told that the toasters are not working well. She kept complaining. One of the greens said yesterday, if you all keep feeding me like this. And yet, Where's she going?
She's not finished.
Who in the hell? I ain't finished with her face. She got me pissed. If you keep feeding me like this, I'm going to work like I'm fed. Give me a little food and I'll do a little work. She's a diabetic and trying to get sugar constantly. Why do you do this? Why in the hell did you understand we're trying to put you on diet? Why do you do this? She had a warning. Irma Winfrey, she's diabetic, also got sugar for her tea, taking advantage of the new special diet server. Claudia Bouquet, many people try to take advantage of Claudia. Claudia, you're going to have to, don't let them take that sugar. That kills them, puts them in a bad state of health. I've gotten some 30, 40 people off of insulin. What the hell, you want to die of diabetes? You go blind? That's a smart-ass remark to make, Juanita.
I don't even remember.
You never do. If you all keep feeding me like this, I'm going to work like I'm fed. Give me a little food and I'll do a little work. Put a trip hammer on your mouth. Dessa Jordan. Okay. Give it to her. I'm sick of this shit. Let her deal with the motherfucker. If he wants to choke her to death, that's his business tonight. I'm tired of it.
You said the same thing the last time. So this is the next.
Turn around, look at the people. Talk to them. See if they will get the snake off your back.
I apologize. I promise I won't do it again.
Okay, Daddy.
want to do it again. Please forgive me. Please forgive me. I want to do it again.
Nothing else works for this woman. This only lasts 6-7 days. If we fed it to her, maybe it might, that might work. I don't know. Okay. Okay. Turn around. Turn around. What's this?
Thank you, Dad.
Now, I mean, Kate, I don't know why you think you can pull us through this every night. He about got you that time, didn't he?
Yes, Dad. I'm sorry. Thank you.
You haven't seen nothing yet. You know how long he gonna be? About 37 and a half feet long. He's just a baby. That's what's out there.
She keeps on, she'll be snake food before then.
Hi, old sweet fellow. I like him. The more I see these fuckers, the more I like them. Yeah. Look at that. Look at that grip. That's a grip. You're a good guy. Boy, they love that snake dance. She went through the snake dance in Georgetown. Fantastic. She went fantastic. The snake danced with her. Head was out dancing with her. Oh, what do you do? Shit on her? Wouldn't you know it? He would shit on me. Everybody else does. Why didn't you shit on her? God damn it. You. Huh?
He's shedding his skin. He's stinking
bad. I know, but why didn't he shit on her?
Shit on me, too.
You little fart. What's the matter with you, woman? You keep taping up our time.
Speak up.
I won't do it anymore, Dad. I'll think.
I don't know how anybody that's just so scared of life and death and snakes and bugs and every other shit and thing, why don't you behave? Hell, you're so scared of everything. Tiger? That's what we need to do. Fucking tiger hadn't been fed tonight. Take her out, the tiger. He's a very gentle snake. He has never offered to squeeze anybody but her. I don't blame him. He won't do it. You can't make him squeeze. He's just very gentle. But he'll be 37 feet long. He'll be impressive if Stone comes. Stone ain't coming. Stone ain't coming. He ain't got the gall. Well, now these two are on the learning, and what about you? If you get warned twice in a month, that's it. Why don't you quit that? I don't like to see seniors go on learning even for the night. I don't like to see you do this, but you're going to have to go. We're going to have to go for a day. We're going to have to go for a day. You can't put learnings. You got big mouth, Juanita. What's that?
They said salute. I said thank you, Dan.
They said salute. You know how to salute.
No, I had did it before they asked.
Okay. Step to learning, dear. Keep a good attitude. You'll be there the next day, because I never thought I'd have to see seniors in the learning department. Better than thumping on people. I don't like to see violence. What's this? I can't. What'd you say, Annie? I'm sure on one 24 hours all the days of my life. All the days. God, I'd love, and learning would be easy for me. Dessie Jordan points out while sitting in the pavilion watching the movie, she saw Dessie spit on the ground. We kept down disease, you know better than that. She called her to her and told her that it was the third time she had seen her spit on the ground in the community. She must stop it, should stop it, rather. Dessie got mad, said, "Why do you have to be around every time I spit on the ground?" I expect there's only one Dessie Jordan. Okay, why?
It happened each time it was an emergency. First time it happened, I had a sick stomach.
It's an
stomach.
Emergency.
So far as I had an emergency. And when I eat something fat, it comes right back up. And I couldn't run out wherever I was. And she called my hand.
Why don't you carry some kind of paper?
I should.
Yeah, you should.
Yeah, and I said, thank you. And the next time I was at home.
Hell, you know you're spitting up. What do you know? That's what I mean. All the people come to the United States with tuberculosis. What the hell do you know you're spitting up?
What?
You should have been grateful to a professional nurse telling you. So you only had one warning. I've had no trouble with you, Dessie.
I thought I was grateful. I told her. I talked to
you
her.
No,
later.
I said, but you ought to take it and say thank you. You shouldn't spit on that ground. You don't know what's causing you to spit up till we get full, thorough study back on you. Don't defend that. Don't defend that. Okay.
Thank you.
She only had one warning. That's only one warning. Miller Jones in bed at 10 o'clock. He gave the return to work slip 2. His supervisor of benefits had no idea where he was. Warning. Unless it's anything else, I don't know. Burl Wilson, Nita Green, Clarence Kleeman were walking around quite a bit. Clarence was also a half hour late to work. Yolanda Brown, Jared Baker were working very slow. Attitudes and negativity were so bad in the crew that Lee Ingram and Jan Woolsey had to come out in the field and warn this crew about it. Who's had one? How long ago? 14th this month? Billy goes to learning. Where's Billy? Where's he at? Been one of our models. Now you're going to start your declension. Somebody said he's the fastest worker on the crew. Was there praise for that? Who's the crew person?
Supervisor. He works good. He works good most of the time. He doesn't work steady. Like, I have to watch him sometimes because he'll goof off. But he does work. And that morning, he was sort of goofing off. He could have been at work and sat found him at home. And he hadn't told me where he was.
I'm not kidding with you. Praise or no praise. You got to praise, cancel out the good, the bad. You get another chance. But I'm not kidding with you. I don't care whether you get praise the next time. It's learning.
Sorry, Dad. It won't happen no more.
I hope not, because you were one of our models. Citrus Crew, Joyce Polk, working slow. Toby Mendenjin.
Thank you, Dad.
Look, Mendenjin. Doing a lot of, I like the name. I'll have to get it down here. Thank you. Mendenjin. Doing a lot of standing around. Wood crew, Ben Robinson, David George were working steady. The rest of the crew were watching them. Well, now who's that? Who's the rest of the crew? Ben Robinson. Ben Robinson came where he came from. It's a miracle what he's doing. That's amazing. Some of these people were surly on the way to jail and come over here from jail. He's doing this fine example, Ben Robinson. Fine example. That's what this community does. Structure builds character and changes people. What about the rest of you, chaps? Hey, man. You ought to be up. You ought to be up here as a model all the time. What are you with the rest of you?
Dad, we was working.
Now, I got observers on SAT, Security Patrol, and others, and you were not working as you should have been. Not like these, not like Ben, was working, and not like David George, our Amer Indian lad that we adopted.
Dad.
He never complained. We never going to complain about him. He never was spoiled by Yankee imperialism.
Dad, when we walked down there, we was observing him. We hid behind the bushes and we was watching him. And David George was cutting with the saw, and Ben, whatever he would cut, Ben would get his axe and chop it. And they were standing there. They could have took the wood and started carrying it out. But when they noticed us, then they started carrying the wood out, passing it to each other. They stood there almost 15 minutes not doing nothing.
Dad, we were carrying, we had to wait for Ben to cut the wood in order to carry the wood out. And I was in the back area with Ben, and Chris was in the back area with us. And after Ben cut the wood, we were carrying out.
Learning? Who all's on this crew? What about this, Ben?
At that particular time, Dad, they were working. They did have to wait on me. But I do have problems with Chris, Willie, and Tommy. I have to stay on them because if I don't, it won't work.
I was wondering about this chap because he always was good.
Larry, since he's been here, he's been busting his ass. I had no problem at all.
Yeah, I can. Well, now, listen, I don't know what about you three. You two particularly have been on the learning, off the learning, on the learning, off the learning. And you practically brought us all to hell. I don't want to do with you. Anybody got an idea? Let's try to get. We have tomorrow night for the movies. Won't be in the new movies. Won't be in tomorrow night. Let's try to whatever. So many people can have a rest or steering on Tuesday and a meeting on Wednesday. Let us hope that. Get a little break here because of this. We not hold on to Sunday's our day off, for Christ's sake. Look at this. How much more do you want to cause us? Can't you work?
Yes, Dad, I can.
Do you feel any responsibility for people back there like Robin and Leona and Alice and Jean Brown? Don't you feel any responsibility for those people?
Yes.
Robin gets run over by a goddamn car, maybe on purpose, and miraculously nothing harmed her. I protected her. What the hell was you? You've been here all these, you were on your way to jail? Half this goddamn place, I bailed out of jail, risked going to jail, getting you out. You were on your way. Drugs, everything else, and cause what that shit you caused us here?
Yes, Dad.
Would you straighten your ass up? Get your shit together.
Yes, Dad. What he's most talking about is what's happening is, like, he'll see me do something, instead of just going straight there and back, I'll go off and do something else and waste my time getting back.
Well, why do you do it? What's this black man working for this place and you not? He came here in a hell of a way, and he's taking on a responsibility. I couldn't stand it. Life's so miserable for me, I couldn't stand it. It wasn't for a few people that'll take on responsibilities and care, and really care. Some of you goof-offs are impossible. Some of the people have been transformed like angels changed. Your problem is who's blowing wind up your ass? Are you in a relationship?
No, I'm not, Dad. Like, what's mostly happening is, like, I don't feel like I can really keep up with the crew itself, so that's why I just mostly goof off and try to stay away from it.
I disagree that, Tommy, because you can cut a tree down and bust up the wood just as fast as anybody out there. I mean, to me, I think that you think you're better. And plus, when I seen you do things, just like I saw you talking to Tina the other day, instead of going straight up there and coming back, fuck off.
That's true.
Using that as a cop-out and manipulation by saying you don't feel that you can keep up with the rest of the workers because nobody's asked to do anything that they can't do. And so why don't you just say that you're an ass like everybody else and why don't you get your stuff together?
That's true. I am an ass and I should just go straight to learning instead of just dragging this on.
learning all this may be helping you, Annie.
It's obvious, Tommy. You've been on learning so many times that learning's not helping you. I ask you every goddamn day if you've been doing your work, if you're getting back to work on time. Yes, I'm getting back to work on time. I'm doing my work, and it's obvious you've just been lying to me. I think you should stay away from me for at least a month. I think you should not talk to me or do anything for a month. I think you should stay on learning for a month. Maybe you should even go into isolation for a week.
I agree with that, because isolation's one thing that I haven't been on yet as a discipline or anything, so yeah, I should just try it.
Why do you have to go to isolation? Why can't you just straighten up? Why do you got to go to learning? Why do you got to do all this other kind of stuff? Why can't you just straighten up and do your goddamn work? Dad's done enough for your ass. He's got you out of jail 3 times, Tommy. He's saved your life 3 times. He's kept you from getting shot by the cops 3 times, Tommy. Don't you have any gratitude at all? I'm really tired of you. You could be dead now from drugs. You could be dead from being shot by the cops 3 times. You could be back in the bourgeois society with your dad's parents, and you would be dead if you were back there with them, because they don't like you, they don't like us, and you know you'd be dead.
What I was going to say is I think the main problem he has with getting it is the example that set for him in the crew, you know. Now, Ben, I've been out in the bush where they've been working pretty much daily. They don't usually see me out there, but Ben, I have no complaints with Ben's work. I mean, that was good. But as for busting ass, I don't think anybody's busting ass. And I think there's a big problem with the ego. I think you may have a point, because there's a big ego conflict out there I've noticed with you guys. You know, you guys compete with each other instead of working together, you know. And I know you guys know what I mean about cutting down trees, who can do it the fastest and everything, you know. And I've heard a few remarks about me out there, about axes and things like this, you know. And I don't personally appreciate it, and I think that's an ego conflict with me. But nobody's busting ass. And I went out there, and I think you guys saw me that day, and you guys were sitting. And that's just not a good example. And I think it's just a big competitive thing. You guys don't want nobody to tell you nothing. There could be a lot you could be told about how to cut down trees, how to not, you know, there's a lot of things you guys could be told if you're willing to do it and quit swagging around here.
A lot of axe handles would be broken, too, if they use them right.
That's right. I wanted to mention that. That's just a point for everybody. When you guys put your axe in, instead of knocking it forward and getting it out, you pry the thing out. You, I saw, when you were splitting wood, use the head to pry the thing open. And you guys, you're going to keep breaking axe handles if you do that. And you guys won't let nobody tell you nothing. I just get that. I've never tried, but I know how it would be handled if I went up there and tried. Just by the way, he doesn't swagger. And Ben's friendly. Ben's been friendly to me. But there's other guys that just swag around. They're like, they're, you know, really tough shit. And I don't think that's any way to handle yourselves.
I think one solution, and I was just talking to Ben about it a second ago, would be to divide your crew up, have Chris or Gerald, when he comes back, take one part of the crew, and Ben take another part of the crew, and go, I mean, there's wood all over here. There can Wesley... Somebody can start busting it up after it's cut with the cross cuts off. You don't have to wait for the chainsaw, which sometimes fails, and the clutch might burn out, or whatever happens with canister. But you don't always have to depend on the chainsaw to get the quick feed. You use a cross cut saw. And the person older than you here, Tim Swinney and Jim Morrell down the Pickery, use a cross cut saw to cut wood for our corral. So you guys can do that to cut wood.
And you guys have got plenty of guys. I mean, you've got plenty of guys to put your job out, because I've seen you guys, you don't have a job half of the time, you know. Ben's usually the one in there that he's in on usually every job, but a lot of you guys don't have a job. And if you had a cross-cut saw, maybe you'd all have a job. And plus, it would free the chainsaws. You know, chainsaws are needed for getting our lumber out. That's all. We have to use the chainsaws to get the lumber. I mean, we can't use a cross-cut saw. So I think that ought to be done.
Well, what about it?
They can get 7 in the morning, Dad. Okay.
Need to say wherever we can. What about the warnings here? Who had a warning?
Chris had one. They're both standing around doing the workout. And Tommy had one also on the third. He leaves work without supervisor.
Is there a mother part or what?
Armsat, can we get another person relieved? I wonder if Laurie, I know that she could be, Laurie might not be wise
Laura did go into, Laura went into learning, and some would be relieved to watch these chaps to back them up, and they will be there on learning, and then they will go from there to back to all three on learning, as you violated two rules. But it's very difficult to move people who can be put in their place. It's not with all the people in town. It makes it difficult to switch jobs. What is it?
I could be one of them if they're willing to give me a job change from the fields.
Where are you at?
In the fields right now. Ruth Queen School.
By the way, all the people, since Jan, since there's a complaint by observers, since the people have been in town, that the entire general observation, the field crews, have not been doing their job since Jan Wilson and others left for Georgetown. This better change tomorrow. That's bad. And the people in there doing their task, and you let down on our food production. That's bad. That better all change. All field crews, did you hear? What about his supervisor? Can he be shifted?
Who's your supervisor?
Luther Quinn. She said yes.
I don't know. Every time I've seen him, I can only by go where they see it. He's always got a good, healthy sweat going. He always looks like he's doing something. So that may be what they need.
Yeah, he's a good kid.
Yes, Dad.
Can we lose one of your members on the crew?
Laura Hubbard.
Well, I don't know about that. We were thinking if Laura went into supervision, we could release somebody to put them on, but that may change. Laura may just go on back with you. As the time I was trying to get more supervision, she can go back with you. She goes back with you. Can you lose this chap here?
Yes, Dad, because he want to go in livestock, and he's a very good worker. And if he get in there with Slot, what's his name?
Okay.
Yes,
you go
I
there
can
now.
Lose
now, what the rest of these go? Can you get along without the other? If you got one good man, get these three go into the.
Yes, Dad. I like to say we can cut down on the crew if we had the people that would be there all day. The main problem is it's like half hour work goes down because they go to school in the afternoon, and that leaves two or three people out there.
Well, you got him, and those three are in learning. And who else? Who else?
I'm sorry.
You're sorry that the cat almost got you, I know.
I'm sorry. Thank you for calling me, Dad.
What's that?
I'm sorry. Thank you for calling the cat on me, Dad.
Talk right, Jay.
I'm sorry. Thank you for calling the cat off me. And I'm sorry, Dad. Thank you, Dad.
I'm surprised the cat would get close to you.
Dad.
You better quit talking on your phone.
Christine. She comes up with some good ones. That's a live one, Christine. She said you could use your act in Georgetown. They wouldn't believe it. They said it's an act. You're outrageous. I don't know what to do with you.
Smile, Jay. Smile.
Turn around, smile. You hear what I'm saying to you? You hear what I'm saying to you? I want you to do that smile all the time. Go then, go then. Smile at Jerry. He don't smile. Now go in and give him a smile. That make him my smile.
Oh God.
Jerry, you do well. You do well. You're swinging with the spirit of things. Give him one praise for any criticism. To kiss that, get him a praise.
Oh,
Okay. The rest of you go. She'd be nice looking if she wasn't so damn ornery. I guess now, do you have any other? Well, who is in all three of these in school? Is that what you're saying, Ben?
Yes, sir.
It's a damn shame, your minds, and you're wasting now on learning and no time for school. It's a damn shame. But learning it is. Who is any other person relieved? Who else over there on learning? Kenny Reed's not a hard worker. I'll give you a chance to get off, even though it's you got to get in that work and work hard, Kenny. Are you in school? Ah, shit. Well, anyway, you off. I'll give you off, and that'll help. 1.5. Who else is on learning there? The rest of go while you guys are ahead. Go.
Thank you, Dad.
I'm tired. Just damn late hour. Jackie Rochelle was assigned to the rice tent due to a medical excuse. Medical department informed SAT patrol that she was cleared to return to work on the field. She reluctantly returned to the fields, but after 1 hour, she returned to the medical department for pain medication. This pain medication is expensive, children. Reported she hadn't been working in the rice tent as assigned by the medical department. Now, what the hell's going on? Damn it, to get this through. Joe Johnson was found in bed at 10:30 without a medical excuse. SAT escorted him to nurse's station where he was told to go back to the fields. His work was slow after returning. Where is it? Hey, Joe Johnson.
Yes, Dad, he did that. They excused him for an hour and a half, and he stayed.